That in between the keresh, in the middle of the beam, they drilled a hole through the middle, and a rod used to go through it. It was a big nest. That one rod went straight through the whole wall this side of the Mishkan, turned around, and came back again without breaking. One piece of wood went straight through, so it bent b'nes. The Mishkan had on top of it, the first cover was 10 yirias. It was 28 amas long, each yiria, and they had 10 of them. And each one was 4 amas wide. So together it was 40 by 28. And they put this on top of the Mishkan. Now, Shadi Urcha Lefusya the Mishkan. They put the length of this, the 28 amas, across the width of the Mishkan. Kama heaven, how much was the width of the Mishkan inside the Mishkan? How much was it from one wall to the other wall? Esrin, it was 10 amas. That's how wide the Mishkan was. The Esrin. The Timnei Dal. Mishkan Kama heaven Esrin here. The Timnei Dal. Don't forget. Well, push to the Mishkan. Has Kama heaven Esrin the Timnei. How long was the Urias? It was 28 amas. And the Mishkan itself was only wide 10. So Dal Esrin Leigro. Take away 10 that went along the top of the Mishkan itself. So you have 28 over 10. So you have Poshulei Lahu Teslahai Gisa for Teslahai Gisa. You have 10 from 28, you have 18 left over. So 18 put 9 on one side of the Mishkan, fell over, and 9 Amos fell over the other side of the Mishkan. It's Rabbi Yehuda Migli Amma Diadonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kroshim on top came to a point, Namish Ketzpah. So there was no width of the Keresh that the curtain had to fold over. So when the curtain finished at 10 Amis in the middle of the Mishkan, as soon as it finished at 10 Amis, it came straight down. So Mela, 9 Amis came down this side. So all that was left was the bottom Amma of the Adonim. The Yehuda Migli Amma the Adonim. Just the bottom Amma, that was the Adonim of the Yodos from the Keresh. They had the Adonim, the bottom, that was uncovered. So we have Nehemiah though, Migli Amma the Kroshim. According to Rabbi Nehemiah, he learns that the Kroshim on top was mamish wide in Amma. So we had this curtain. So from here, the Mishkan itself, the width, was 10 Amas here. So this 10 Amas was the Urias. Now, when the Urias fell over, it was an Amma here and an Amma here. So really, it was like 12 Amas across on top. So all you have coming down then is just 16, is 8 on this side and 8 on this side. So if only 8 Amas came down, so really the bottom 2 Amas were uncovered. So the first Amma on the floor, that was the Adonim, and one Amma of the Keresh was also uncovered. According to Reb Yehuda. And the Chemia Migli Amma the Kroshim. By the Shadia Pusayu Liorka the Mishkan. Now he put the width of the Kroshim of the Urias along the length of the Mishkan. Kama Heaven Aboim. How much was the width of the Urias? It was 40. Because each Uriah itself was 28 long by 4 Amos wide, and you had 10 of them sewn together, so together was 40 Amos wide. Dal Tlosin Leigra. The Mishkan itself was 30 Amos long. So you take away 30 from 40, so Pasha Luhu Yud, you only have 10 left over. It's Rabbi Yehuda that it fell over the backwards of the Mishkan, that's what the Mishkan was, has 3 walls, the Mishkan Beaker. So when you threw it this way, 30 was straight across, and the last 10 came down on the back. Is Rabbi Yehuda Michseyama Diadonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the top of this wall was mamish came to a point, and on top it came curved in to a point, so it was nothing to, there was no width there. So when the Urias went down, it went straight down 10 amas. So it covered up the Adonim also. Rabbi Nechemya Migle Amad Adonim. According to Rabbi Nechemya, the back wall itself on top was wide in amma. So the Uriah had to first cover that Amma, so only 9 Amas went down. So the Adonim was still uncovered. The bottom Amma of the Kroshim, which was covered with the Adonim, that was uncovered. But after you had the Uriahs, then you had the Pasuk says, we'll see so Uriahs Ezim. Then they made from goats here another pair of covering of the Mishkan. I want to show you the pictures. There were 3 coverings on top of the Mishkan, 3 type of oils. So the second type they had was made out of izim, loyal. The pasuk says it should be for loyal. How much was the izim? How much was the goat's hair? Oirech hayriho achas shleishim biyama. These were a little bit longer. They weren't 28. They were 30 amas long each yiriya, each curtain. Shadi, and there was 11 of them. So 11 of them, if each one was 4 amas wide, so you had 44. So this one was 30 by 44. Is Shadi Urcha Yolofusi the Mishkan. Put the length of these urias along the width of the Mishkan. Kama Heven Tlosin. You have 30. The length of these urias were 30 amas long. Now put it across the Mishkan. Dal Esel Igra. Take away 10 that goes right smack on top of the Mishkan itself. So Poshlu Esel Haigisa, V'Esel Haigisa. You have 10 on one side to fold over and 10 on the other side. The Rabbi Yehuda Mirsayama Dadonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kroshim on top came to a point, so there was no width on top, so all 10 Amis of the Urias came down. So it covered up Mamas to the floor, it even covered up the Adonim, or the Kroshim were also covered up. So we have Nechemya, though, that holds no, that the Kroshim on top was wide an Amma, has each Kerish on top, when it came on top, was like this, Mamas wide an Amma, so the Urias had, this here was 10, then you needed 11th one to go over the Kerish, and then only 9 Amis went down. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Adonim was uncovered. You could see the Adonim. I have another right for this from the Pasuk. It's Vidashin Va'amo Mizeh Va'amo Mizeh Va'oidev Lechasois Amo Shel Adonim Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, the Izim was 2 Amos like more than the first Urias. The first Urias were only 28. And the Urias from the Izim were 30. So you had an extra 1 on each side. So both of the Amma Mizev, Amma Mizev, Abaydev. The Urias was 1 Amma more on each side. Now what did the Amma do? Amma Lachasis, Amma Shal Adonim Div Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the top of the Kroshim came to a point, it mamish came down now 10 Ammas, so it covered up even the Adonim. The Rabbi Nechem Yoimer, Lachasis, Amma Shal Kroshim. According to Bechem, you know, you needed 1 Amma for the width of the top Kerish, so only 9 Ammas came down. So it covered up the 1 Amma, the Kerish, that the first one did not. This covered up 1 more Amma down. Now the Pusayah here was 11 times 4, you had 44. So 44 Amas went along the length of the Mishkan, which was 30. How much was the width of all these 11 curtains? 11 times 4 is 44. Dal tlosin liyigra. Take away 30, that is the length of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was 30 Amas long. So you have these curtains going down the length. So 30 of it is to cover the Mishkan itself. Now you have 14 left. It is Poshlo Arbasari. You have 14 Amas left over. Now Dal Tati Lekaflo. 2 of them come down on the front of the Mishkan. That's called the Kaflo. The Pasuk says, V'kofalta es hayiriyah hashishis el mul p'nei yoyel. The 6th Uriah now folded over, and it comes down in the front of the oil. So 2 Amis come down to the front of the oil. Look at Rashi. Tarti de Kaflo, shoy senoite roichiv chatzi Uriah aruach mizrochis. Half of the Uriah was 4 Amis wide, so half of that 2 Amis came down in the front of the Mishkan. That's the Mizrach side. So hoyesh sham kroshim. On the entrance to the Mishkan, the Mizrach, there was no kroshim. Shu pasuach le Mishkan was open. That was the opening to the Mishkan. V'ein sham ela mosach porish k'mavil. It was only like a curtain over there. K'dichsiv, like the pasuk says, v'yasiso mosach le pesach oil. So 2 Amis came down in the front. Kum tesoyis poshulu tati sori. You had 12 Amis left over. You had 30. And 2 is 32, and we start out with 44, so we have 12 left over. So Bishleim of the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that the top of the Kroshim was at a point, so Mamish, all 12 Amas came down. So the Chura, 12 Amas is more than you need. The Mishkan was only 10 Amas high. So you had an extra 2 Amas lying on the floor. So the Gemara is good. The Pasuk says, Chatzi ha-yuriya ha-defis tisarach. The Pasuk says, half of the Yuriya should be like left over. Tisarach will soon see is like an isha that wears a dress, like a gown, a chasna gown, and it drags along the back. So the Pasuk says there was some curtains dragging along the back of the Mishkan. And the Pasuk says, Chatzi ha-yuriya. So if yuriya was 4 Amis, so half of that is 2 Amis. So according to Yehuda, this is very good. 12 Amis came down, so 10 covered up the Kroshim altogether, and the last 2 was Tisarach, was like floating on the back, floating on the back of the Mishkan. Elul Reb Nechemya, mighty sorrow. And Nechemya Tver, Nechemya says the Keresh itself was nama wide. It was nama wide. So how much came down? Only 11 came down. So you had only one extra. So that's not called the Chatziri then. A Chatziri, a half a four is two. So you only have one. And the Gemara, the Teret says, Tisarach Mechavruseon. That means, not that two Amos worth was dragging along on the floor, it just means two Amos worth was longer than the one before. According to him, the first curtains only came down eight, Tvachim. They only came down nine Tvachim, according to him. So nine Tvachim that came down was, the Adonim was uncovered. This now came down two more, came down like 11 Tvachim. So Zion covered one arm of the Adonim, and one arm was hanging in the back. So it just means a half a Yeriah was more than the Yeriah that was there before. Matana the Rabbi Shmuel. Lama Mishkan Doima, how did the Mishkan look in the back of it? Leisha, like an Isha, Shemaleches Pashuk, she's walking in the street. Ushfuleha Mahalchen Achareh, she has a long dress, that the back of the dress drags along the back. So here in the Mishkan also, on the back, the Yiriyas that came down were overflowing. There were either two Amos dragging along the floor, or else one Amos dragging on the floor. Trashi Ushifaleho, Shule Bigudeho, the bottom of her clothing is dragging on the floor. Kachos Yiriyas Shal Achrob, Nigreres Boretz. And the Mishkan also, the curtains were dragging along on the floor. Tona Dever Rabbi Shmuel, Loma Mishkan Doima, how did the Mishkan look? The krushim itself, this is the board. Now the bottom of the board, the adonim is the pshat, they were like two yodis. See the bottom picture. There's the yodis, and then there's the adonim that went around the socket that the two hands of the krushim came to. Because the bottom of the keresh came out to stick out like two fingers, and there was the adonim was like this, a solid thing, that this went there, and another adonim went on the other side. So under each keresh there were two adonim. How did the Adonim get in? It says that each one was charutzim. It was scratched out on the bottom of the kroshim. Rashi, charutzim oy kroshim. K'may shaprastik learned before, chatzi amo b'emtza. As the keresh itself, the width of the keresh was an amma and a half. So mamash right smack in the middle, a half of an amma was hollowed out. You have a charitz, like a crack, a half an amma in the middle, like these two black lines here, that's like hollowed out in the keresh itself. Chatzi amma b'yemtza, rochvon milmato, yebagoyva amma. It went up in amma. Hey, the yodis were one amma long. There is this hole. They hollowed out the hole a half an amma wide, one amma up. Begoyva amma. V'nisharon ha'yodis lakan lakan. You had two hands like sticking out, one on the right side, one on the left side. V'gam heim charutzim avchutz. Now even these hands, it wasn't completely till the end of the keresh, because the adonim had it going perfect. So at the end of the keresh, this black line, they hollowed out again. They made another indention, a quarter of an amma. A quarter of an amma here, and a quarter of an amma on the other side. So come to say, the keresh in the bottom was, one quarter was adonim, then you had a quarter of an amma, the hands, then you had another quarter of an amma, the other side of the adonim, that was like half of it. So half of it was made up, a half of an amma of Adonim and a quarter of an amma of the Yodis. And the same thing the other side. It was a quarter of an amma for the Adonim, a quarter of an amma for the Yodis, and a quarter of an amma for the other Adonim. That's how you had the bottom of the Kroshim. Yeah. That's called Charutzim, was like hollowed out. Hoyu Kroshim. The Chalulim Hoyu Adonim. Now the Adonim, that was the bottom socket that the Kroshim went into. So the Adonim, as we say now, is really how wide was the Adonim? It was 3/4 of an amma, because you had two of them to make the place of an amma and a half. So each one was 3/4 of an amma. It was 3/4 of an amma, but it was hollowed out in the middle. A quarter of an amma was hollowed out in the middle. Now that's where the yodas went into the Adonim. That's how the bottom looked. The bottom of the crush looked like two hands sticking out, and there was Adonim under this one, and Adonim under this one. That's how you had it. That's called Chalulim. That the Adonim was like hollowed out in the middle of it, that the Yodah should go into it. The Chalulim hayu Adonim. V'nirin karsen v'luloyis k'chayfavim b'rikiyah. Now the Urias on top of the Mishkan again was saying either there was 10 and there was 11. Now the 10 in them was made like this. 5 and 5 was mamas sewed together. In other words, you had mamish 11 or 10 curtains. Each curtain was, the four curtains, first one of 10, was 28 amas long and 4 amas wide. And they sold 5 of them together. And then they sold another 5 of them together. Now how did they put these 2 5s together? They had like loops coming out of each one of them. And then they had a clamp to clamp the 2 loops together. That's called Navanir and Kasoim. That's the clamps. That clamps the 2 sets of urea together for the lowest in its loops. It looked like stars in the Rekiah. Shashiv Nirin Kasim the lowest. Mil Sachritihi. Shtei Mechabrois Hoyu Hayurias. When they put the curtains together on top, it was put together with like two types of mechabris, two types of putting together. Kol achas v'yachas. Hey yurias tfurois zoom zoom. He has first 5 curtains sewn together. B'machot. Not much for the stitch. Al p'nei kol orkun. Along the whole length of each yuria, 5 were sewn together. U'v'yem tzohoyu mechabit b'krosim. Now in the middle, you had 2 sets of 5 and 5s. How they put the 2 sets together? They had loops in the middle of it. Mechaboris, mechaboris. That was connected one to the other. Shalu loyus besfas hakitzoyna. There was loops coming out of the end one. Shalkol mechaboris b'yemtza mishkon elu keneged elu. Kesev makbilas halu loyus. And in the loops, they had like a clamp to keep the 2 together. So looking through the loops on the clamp, it looks like the kechavim in the rikia. Tana rabbonin. Yurias hatachtoynois shel tchelis. The banim urias, the first one to go on top of the mishkan, was made out of tchelas blue wool, shel agam purple wool, shel tala shoni red material, v'shel sheish, sheish is linen. That's the bottom ones. V'el yoinis, how was the top curtains made? Shel my season. There's letters, 3 different levels, 1, 2, 3, 3 different coverings on top of the mishkan had. The top one was Shomai Sezim, that was made out of goat's hair. And there was a third one made out of tchoshim, made out of skin, was made out of. But these 2 are made out of material. The second one, the top one, was made out of Ezim, goat's hair. Ogdoilo chokma shemer vel yonis. There was more chokma to do with the goat's hair, yoisim ma shemer betachtoinis. Even though the tachtoinis was made out of more material, it was tchela, sagom, and tala, shoni, and sheish, still the top one, made out of mice Ezim, was harder to do. The pasuk says by the bottom ones, k'siv v'chol isha chokhmah slev yodeh tovli. Any isha that had a chokhmah slev was a little bit smart. She knew how to sew or weave. She was able to make the bottom urias. Dilu bel yonis, but by the second pair of curtains, the middle one, the one made out of goat's hair, k'siv v'chol anoshim asher noso libon. Noso libon is a bigger loshin. So Rashi noso libon mashma yeseirois chokhmah mashma. She had more libun, she had more heart, she had like more chokhmah. She knew more about weaving. She was able to do the second pair of urias. Oisana b'chokhmah, tov wesizim. She was able to weave the goat's hair. Tanya mishurim nechemya, shot of izim. The way they made these urias, well, the mamish washed off the izim, the goat's hair, when it was on the goat. V'tovim in izim, and used to spin it, the goat's hair, when it was still attached to the izim. That was the chokhmah. While it was still attached to the Ezim, they did this. That's a big chokmah to do it. Right. Shtei gzustorius. The Mishnah says again that if you have 2 balconies coming out of your 2 houses, if they're both on the same side of the Rishus Rabim, if you hand from one to the other, yechayiv. If you hand across from one balcony to the other balcony, across the street, then you put it. Amar Rab Mishum Rebichia. Agolois, we had before the wagons that traveled in the Mishkan, underneath them, in between them, was all Rishus Rabin. Now we had before, the wagons were 4 wagons. It went like this, 2 a pair of 2 here, and then behind there was 2 here. Now the wagons itself we had, each wagon was 5 amas wide, in between was 5 amas, and here also this wagon was 5 amas. The Rishus Rabin, the way they moved, should only have to really be 15 amas wide. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha soon. We know always the Rishus Rabin has to be 16 amas. And we learned it out of the Digle Midbar. So Chur in the Midbar was only 15 amas wide. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha soon. But the way they walked was a wagon here, 5 amas in between, and another wagon. Now Rab said before that underneath the wagon has a Shem Rishus Rabin, in between has a Shem Rishus Rabin, and between the wheels of the wagon and the wagon itself is also called Rishus Rabin. Amar Rab, Mishum Rebichia, Agolois, Tachteim, if you throw underneath the Agolois, it's Rishus Rabin. Ubeneim, that means between one Agol and the other Agol is Rishus Rabin. Bitzideim, between the wheel and the wagon itself was also a shus rabbin. Omer Rabbi, vein agola liagola kamoli erich agola. Between one wagon and the next wagon, how much space was in between? The same space as the length of the wagon. So the more of a kama erich agola, how long was each wagon? Hey amis. Each wagon was 5 amis long. That's how long the wagons were. No. The wagon here means the top of the wagon, like the floor of the wagon. The actual space that you could put crushim on the wagon, how long was the wagon? There's the wagon itself. No, not the gate, how much off the ground, the gate, how long it is. No, like you have a wagon, the wagon's going along. How long is the wagon itself? You want to know. So we're saying the wagon is 5 amis long. So we're saying now the space between one wagon and the other wagon was 5 amis in between. That's how much the space was in between. It says, Kamoli Urech Agola, the Kam Urech Agola Hayamis. The wagon itself was 5 amis long. For the Gemara Lomoli, why did the wagons have to be so long, 5 amis? The Chura Vidale do Pal Gesagi. It would have been enough, the wagon is 4.5 amis long. That would have been enough. Why? Because what do we do with the wagons? We had before, we put the crushim on the wagons, the lengthwise. The length of the crushim go along the width of the agolam. So how many crushim could you put? So we have monoshef. The kerish is like this. A kerish is an amr and a half this way, and an amr this way. So there are two ways you could put it. Either you could lie them down this way. If you lie them down this way, you could only put 3, and 3 of them equal to 4.5. So chura would have been enough if the length of the agola would have been 4.5 amos. Whereas the other pshat is you put the crushim upwards like this. So it only takes an amma. If it takes an amma, how many can you put? At most you put is 4, we say. So with 4, what do you have to have? 5 amos for would have been enough. 4.5 also should be enough. What do you have to have 5 amos for? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara b'dalam upon the sagan. The Gemara poshid, ki heched l'litchayu crushim. We want to make a little extra space that the boards should not be mamish touching one another, and they'll come to scratch the crushim. We don't want them to scratch, so we make sure there's enough room in between. That's why it was long, 5 amos. So Rashi. Lomali erus Rashi hagol heyamis, v'yarba pal gasagi, 4.5. Shimisadron our monosha. If shimisadron our rochbon, if you're going to put the crushim flat down, ain't a misadr al heyamis, yoisim gimel. You can only put 3 crushim along the length of the wagon. Each kerish was an arm and a half. If you have 3 times 1.5, it's 4.5. So if it's enough to have 4.5 amas long. The misadrin b'chudin elam, are you going to put them sticking up the crushim? They only take an amma. Is yosi medalad lo yisadir? That's pshiti. You're not going to put more than 4 crushim. If they have said this, mokim habrichim. Because you're going to ruin the makam abrichim like we had before for the abrichim. That's where the holes. Yeah, what do you call the rings? The rings stick out. You have rings sticking out of the crushim that a briach or rod go through it. So you don't want to ruin the rings. Should be emtsas dorim. Opal ga'ama nami tisagilei. It's enough to have an half an amma for that. So chura both ways, 4.5 amma should be enough. What do you have to have 5? Teretz is poshla litchi. In bo l'satrin arochban. So Rashi learns that the teretz is only if you're going to put them flat down. So to put 3 flat down like this, true, 3, 1.5 takes up 4.5. But you can't put the mamash right to another, they'll start scratching. That's why you have to have a little space. So Rashi's mashma, the only teretz is like the man the yama, they put them flat down. But if you put them up like this, it's still a kasha. So tell you this, we passed before, the Gemara's maskana was, they used to put them straight up. And you used to put 2 like this on one side of the wagon, and then 2 like that on the other side of the wagon. And the hooks, the rings would stick out this way, 2 here, and 2 here. So it's still shver. So why isn't enough 4.5? So Tay says, even with this mandiyam, it's good. Kafat, they wanted to make a nice revach in between. They didn't even want the rings to hit one another. If you're just going to have 4.5, it'll only be a half an amr in between. Like you have 2 amas here, and then 2 amas here, and just a half an amr here, so the rings will just about make it, but we're afraid the rings will hit one another. If you want to have 5 amas, like both shittas will be barachas. That's why the length of the amr of the agola, it was 5 amas long. Right. Omar Rava, Sidei agola, kamole roch of agola. Now, how long was the width of the Agola? The wagon itself was 5 amas long. How long was the width? So coming out now, the whole width altogether is 5 amas. But not the pshat that the floor of the Agola was 5 amas. The floor of the Agola was only 2.5 amas, half that size. 2.5 amas was the floor of the Agola, like the actual space that you could put the wood on top of, was 2.5. Now on this side came out an amra and a quarter for the wheel, and on this side came out an amra and a quarter for the wheel. So from one wheel to the other side was 5 amas across. It was 2.5 was the middle of it, and then an amra and a quarter came out here, the wheel, like how did it come out on the half of an amra, and then the amra was the wheel was an amra thick, and the same thing the other side. Right. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, see the Agola, Rachav Agola, Rachav Agola, Kama Rachav Agola, Shtei Amos Umachza. The actual Agola was 2.5 amos. Of Zoyt, is the Kasha, Lomali, why do I have to have it so wide? The actual floor of the Agola, Lukhura Biyamto Pal Gasagi. Why wasn't it enough to be wide an arm and a half? That should have been enough, just make it an arm and a half. Was wide, we're having that gola this way, and we're putting boards along it. So even though this will only be an amra and a half, here, you can still put a long board across. LMI, sometimes you want to put the boards this way, along this way, is also a perfect fit. As long as it's an amra and a half wide, you can put a whole carriage along. As Masama we had before, when they took down the Mishkan, they had two wagons right next to the Mishkan. So they took the boards off the Mishkan and first put it onto this wagon, and from this wagon they passed it onto the next wagon. So Mestama, the way they first put it down was straight to lengthwise. So as long as the bottom piece of the floor of the wagon is an arm and a half long, it can accept another board an arm and a half long. So how come the board of the Mishkan of the Agola had to be 2.5? Why do you have to have it so wide for? But the more Biyamo Umachza should be enough. So the Murki Hechad Lididu Kroshim. Push it. Because when they were traveling, the Kroshim was lengthwise. It was long along the width of the Agola. How long was East Kerish? It was 10 amas wide. Long. Now, if you only have the base of the wagon where it's going to be resting on, if it's only an arm and a half wide, it's very easy for the Kroshim to fall off. Or bend this way, bend this way. That's why you have to have a base of at least 2.5 amas. If it's 2.5 amas, then we say 2.5 amas of Kroshim will stick out this way and this way, so it's not so gefilig. More than 2.5 each way. You have more than that. But then it won't fall off. But you need at least the width should be 2.5. He echad the little Kroshim. The Kroshim should not fall way off one way more than the other way. Elef read the Gemara the Kasha. The kain malon derech ushus rabin. Sheisha sarama. We know the loch rid. How wide does the street have to be to give a shame ushus rabin? It has to at least be wide 16 amas. If it's less than 16 amas, it can't be Rishus Rabin. How do we know this? Anan de Gamrina Lomi Mishkan. Chur, we learned this out from the Mishkan. Is the Kasha of the Mishkan Chamesri Hevi Amto. In the Mishkan, it was only 15 amas wide to Rishus Rabin. Why 15 amas wide? Because we had now two wagons walking, and in between the wagon is 5 amas, and each wagon is 5 amas, that's 15 amas. Lukura, this took off the whole width. That's the way the Rishus Rabin was. So how do we have to have 16 amas for? It should have been enough 15 amas. And for the Gemara, Amto Yisera Havoi. There was another Amo, a half on this side and a half on the other side. To have Ikoye Ben Levi, enough room for Ben Levi to walk there in between. Ki heich the chimishtalfi kroshim have knocked lu. We should have watched the kroshim while the wagon is moving. If they'll see the kroshim start tilting one way, Ben Levi would walk there and push it back in place. So you needed an extra half of an arm on this side and half an arm on this side. So you had two halves, one arm on, five, that's 16 altogether. So Drashi, the koi Ben Levi, the koi mishtalfi, zumi zu lipo, le teich avish shebneim. Heavy knock at Lu. Nichnat Levein Aver. The Ben Levi, a person would walk there between the Ava Amma Shebeneim. Vo'aymed Bechatzi Amma. Sheesh Ben Agol Litzodin. O Mesakin Es HaSeidah. Who'd be Mesakin it? Zu Al Zu. Shle Tipol Al Yoyna. V'chol HaDerech. Hoye Mahalach Achuri Agola. The whole time he was walking in the back of the wagon. U'gishro Yosef Mishtalfois. When he saw one carriage start moving to one side, then El Teich Avir rots the Teich Blitas Akroshim, Shevzdodim Achimagi Eliyam Avir Shebeneim, and he put it into place. So therefore, there's an extra half an hour there to make sure he got into place.